Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon to everyone who is listening live and for those who will be listening later in the archive. I'm just going to raise my phone up a little because I want to make sure that you can hear me clearly. It's very interesting because 5 minutes before I go live, I call into the studio so that my phone is all ready to go. So when I did that, it told me that I had 1 minute until the show went live. And what's funny is that my computer told me that I still had 4 minutes left before I went live. So I left my notes downstairs. So that's probably divine intervention. That's what I would say, because usually if it's important, my guides will remind me. So welcome, everyone, and thank you for being here. You know, with so much upheaval that is continuously going on in the world, we need to have more control over ourselves. So what I mean by that is our emotions and our physical behaviors. I've talked to lots of people every day, and there's a lot of people that are very frustrated about things that they hear on the news or that is happening with them as a result of maybe work or other issues. And really, we have control over our emotions and our behavior, but we don't have control of what happens outside of us, such as we can't control what another person is going to say in a conversation or how they're going to respond. Sure, as parents, we control our children to a certain degree because we're teaching them to be good, loving, caring adults when they grow up. So that's a different kind of control. But I'm talking about the kind of control that causes you to step out of who you are. You are a divine, magnificent manifester. And so much more. And the more we are in control of our emotions and our actions, the more that it causes a domino effect that ripples out to the rest of the world, and especially the people that we live with and the people around us. Now, there's lots of ways to help you do that. Meditation, baths, reading, watching happy movies, listening to soothing, happy music, being in nature as often as you can, catching a sunrise, if you can catch the sunrise, and being grateful that you have the eyes to see the beauty of the sun coming up and the conscious heart and mind to know that it's a brand new day and it can be anything you choose it to be. Or maybe watch a sunset, if you can catch a sunset, right? And be thankful for all the blessings that you received in that day and the lessons. You know, a lot of people say, where is the blessing in a lesson? Well, and I'm not laughing because I think it's funny, because it's not funny. The lesson, the blessing in the lesson is the opportunity to let go and make peace and move forward. For those who would like to participate, let's remove through meditation all self-sabotages personally, where you let the outside world and outside people and energies control your emotions, your mental state, and your physical actions. And then we're going to take back your power from when you gave away that control. We're going to take back your control, your personal control, and your power. And that has nothing to do with taking away anything from anyone. All you're doing is reclaiming what is yours. I'm just going to take a sip of water. So those of you who are going to want your water charged, get your water ready if you don't have it ready yet. I feel these last few weeks that I can't drink enough water. I don't know about you, but I've been drinking a lot of water, and when I can, I've been sleeping a lot in my downtimes because there's so many transitions going on between the planets and the energy shifting. We keep shifting timelines back and forth because there's a lot of changes going on. I'm not sure what's happening in the weathers with the weather in other countries, but in the United States, there's been a lot of storms and a lot of hail and a lot of rain. And water to me, because I work with water, is cleansing and clearing and cleansing and blessing. All right. So you should have your water with you now. So I'm going to charge it now, because once I turn myself over to the divine supreme masters of 100% pure love and light, and I have a habit of forgetting to do the water when I get back in my body. So let's do your water first, because it only takes 20 seconds. All right, here we go. I'm placing my water over your, my hands over your water now, and turning myself over to be the vessel. Your water is ready to drink. All right. If you're participating in the meditation, please close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, please, and do not clasp your hands. You can have your eyes open or closed, whatever you're comfortable with. It's always important for you to be comfortable, right? Breathe in 100% pure divine light, and exhale divine light. With each gentle breath, as you breathe in this pure divine light and exhale, you release all your personal resistances for your lack of control on any level, any form, any degree. As you are breathing in this pure divine light and exhaling, this divine light replaces and fills you with divine sacred peace, love, and light. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your feet chakras. Let's release with each breath all the energies from where you walk, the shoes that you've worn, the socks, the sandals, the boots, from this lifetime and all lifetimes, cause you to not be in control of your own personal life. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your feet chakras. Let go of any shackles and bindings, any shackles and balls and chains that might be locking your ankles down. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into your feet chakras. And if those of you are new listeners and you're not sure where they are, it's okay for right now, because you can always look it up later. Just set the intention, okay? I'm feeling some struggles here. Let go of the resistances, because you've given the media, outside sources, other people, your control and whether you gave them 100% control or 5% control, that's not important. It's important that you let go and take back control of you and your life. Excellent. Boy, that did it. That shifted off those shackles. I felt that release. I'm so proud of you. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your root chakra. Whether you're a man or a woman in this lifetime, whether you are a man or a woman in other lifetimes of incarnation, all female anatomy, all male anatomy, as you breathe divine light and exhale into your root chakra, let go of all the times when you gave away or lost your personal control. Breathing in divine light, exhale into the room. I'm helping you, and I know you can do this. Breathing in divine light, exhale into the root chakra. With each gentle breath, allowing the resistances to release. For those of you who are feeling energy in your legs kind of going back and forth, that's your personal conscious indication that you're resisting. And it's not a judgment, it's just to make you aware of it. Breathe in divine light, exhale into your root chakra. Excellent. Breathe in pure divine light and exhale into your sacral. With each gentle breath, as you release all the times, all the moments when you gave away your personal control, divine light fills you with light and love and peace. Breathing in divine light, exhaling into the sacral. Excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the navel, through the umbilical cord, through your family lineage, generation after generation after generation in this lifetime, all lifetimes. Friends and loved ones that you consider family. With each gentle breath, letting go of all those moments when you gave away your personal control. With each gentle breath as it flows into your navel, through the umbilical cord, through your DNA strands, through all your cells, including organs and glands and systems, your psoas, muscle, fascia, sciatica, vagus nerve, all the way down to the core of your atomic structural core center cell. Breathe in this divine light, exhale into your navel. I'm feeling and sensing some struggles. Not another day will you allow anyone to take your personal control away. You have the right to feel, think, and speak the way you feel. You have the right to walk anywhere that you are divinely guided to walk for your highest good, even if it's to the grocery store to buy food. Breathe in divine light, exhale into your navel. Excellent shifting there. Be really proud of yourself. That was a tough one, like the root chakra, but you did it. I'm proud of you. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your solar plexus. With each gentle breath, as this divine light flows into your solar plexus, releasing all the times that you were emotionally, mentally controlled by outside sources, media, or people. Not another day, if you choose. Will you allow that to ever happen again? Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your solar plexus. Letting go of all those trapped emotions, all those trapped fears, so that you can take back control. Excellent shifting there. Breathe in divine pure light and exhale into your heart chakra. With each gentle breath, as you breathe in this pure divine light and exhale into your heart chakra, you release all those resistances in your heart to love when you gave away your personal control under any circumstance. And as you release, divine light not only fills you with pure love, light, and peace, it also brightens your sacred heart and opens you more to self-love, allowing your creative, artistic soul's passion to rise and shine for your highest good and the highest good of all. Breathing in that divine pure light, exhale into your heart. Excellent, good job. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your throat chakra. With each gentle breath as you gently breathe, allow this divine energy to flow through your vocal cords, larynx, and voice box, releasing all the times your voice was silenced because you had given away your control, or control was taken from your voice. With each gentle breath, allow the divine light to flow across your shoulders and down your back, releasing all those burdens that you allowed and chose to carry. And it's okay because you can let them go now. Here we go. Breathing in that divine light. Exhale into the throat chakra. Excellent, excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the center of your head, so that as you breathe, this pure divine light connects for releasing with the pituitary pineal chakra, the god elixir in the center, the right and left side of your brain, your cellular memory, and your brain stem. With each gentle breath, as you breathe in this pure divine light into the center of your head, allow all illusions and deceptions to release, all trickery to release. Allow your divine connections to strengthen with each breath, awakening 100% pure divine truth, divine love, peace, light, and conscious knowing. with each gentle breath. Allow yourself to strengthen your divine connection with your higher self, guardian angels, master teachers, and spirit guides. Excellent. Shifting, everyone. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your crown chakra. With each gentle breath, as you release and receive, your crown chakra opens wider for your divine access to be strengthened and clear with pure 100% divine connection, divine messages received, teachings, helping you evolve for your highest good and the highest good of all. Excellent. Let's now bring our aura in to 12 inches off our skin. Intention. Excellent. There you go. Excellent. As we breathe in this divine light and exhale, let's intend to go through all the layers of our aura. The first, the second, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. With each breath, we'll send this divine pure light energy rippling through all seven layers of all seven layers. And here we go. Allowing all layers of your aura to release all those lacks of personal control. Let your aura heal with divine light, healing, mending any rips or tears or holes in your aura. With each gentle breath, breathe in divine light. Exhale out your skin, rippling through all seven layers of your auric field. Breathing in divine light. Exhaling, releasing through all layers of your auric field. No resistance, just let go with each breath. Excellent, good shifting there, excellent. And don't put in any pressures on yourself. Just let go. It's all good. It's all love and light. Excellent. Now let's take back our power, our personal power, and our personal control over our own lives, emotions, mental state, and physical actions. So that way you are coming from a place where you personally feel. Now remember, we're not taking anything from anyone. All you're doing is taking back what is yours. So I'm going to help you because I want it all to come back. And I help you every week anyway, because that's why I'm here. So let's do this together, please, personally for yourselves, yet I am helping all of you. Here we go. Into the feet chakras, taking back our personal control and personal power. Let's do that one a second time. Don't you want your own personal power back? Don't you want to be in control of your own emotions and physical state? Here we go. Excellent. It's interesting because one of the calls just dropped. I guess they don't want to take their power back, and that's okay. Maybe they'll come back next week for a different episode and a different healing experience. And maybe then they'll be ready. All right. Excellent shift there. Let's breathe all our power back now into our root chakra. Excellent. Sacral. Let's do the sacral a second time. Excellent. Navel. Excellent. Heart chakra. Excellent. Throat chakra. Let's do the throat chakra a second time, please. Excellent. Center of the head. Excellent. Crown chakra. Excellent. In your next breath, breathe in 100% pure divine love and exhale divine love. With each gentle breath, let divine love fill all your cells, all your organs, glands, systems. Let it flow deep into your atomic structural level, core center cell. Let all your hair follicles vibrate, divine love. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for joining me. I'm Jean Selch, also known as Jean of Divine Healing. And I have new videos up on my website that you may want to check out. And they're back-to-back together, so they're right next to each other. And check out my channel's paintings. And I've got some new exciting things that are coming out that I will be announcing soon. And thank you for being here. And God bless you. Namaste. Aho. And aloha. And remember, you are love. Thank you.